Hey, my name is Brennan Myers, and welcome to the Create You Experience, where we ignite your breakthrough, create your experience, and bring your vision to life.
I can't sit around and wait till it goes right, cause I've been hopping over obstacles my whole life. I got a vision and I know it's about to take flight. I'm dedicated to growth, I keep my mind right. I fell down, got up, I'm unbreakable. Anything in my way, I'ma break through. Lights, camera, action, take two. Can't worry about what they do, you gotta create you.
Welcome to the Create You Experience. It's your host, Brennan Myers, and today we're welcomed by a very, very special guest, a good friend of mine, someone that I actually haven't talked to in quite some time, and we're gonna be doing a little bit of a refreshment here, but also digging deep into something. I know our conversations get real deep, but before I do introduce that special guest, I want to remind you that today's episode is sponsored by MyCoachAI.com, our official partner of the Create You Experience. Are you a coach or trainer struggling with using WhatsApp for your group messaging, text message for one-on-one client communication, email for check-ins, workout programs on a software like Trainerize, True Coach, or even Google Sheets, Kajabi as a resource center, Google Drive to store all of your content, and running into the problem of too many systems or a lack of quality with the experience you're providing with your clients? Well, luckily for you, MyCoachAI.com is smarter, faster, and just simply genius. One platform that consolidates all the systems using streamlined communication and automation to simplify your coaching, to provide a better experience for your clients, and a place for you to start and or scale your business by working on your business rather than in your business. This sounds like the one-stop shop platform for you. Then go to www.mycoachai.com to learn more. Now back to the podcast. So today we are welcomed by my good friend, Ruben Brooks. He is the founder of the Fit Boss Blueprint. Keep an eye out for that big, big company. He helps fitness coaches and personal trainers take their business online and scale to six figures within 6 months or less. Ruben, welcome to the show.
Brandon, thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be on the show today.
What are we going to talk about, man? It's been a while. I see the background right now. When you popped on, like with your video, I was like, gosh, damn, that man, like immediately you look like you're making multiple seven figures, that you're helping a ton of coaches, that you're super successful. Tell me about who you were when we met, where you are now, and give it to me.
Yeah, when we met in 2016. Right? Or a little bit earlier or later?
Yeah. A little bit earlier, I think. 2016.
Earlier. Dude, man, you were doing Create You. I was just getting started with trying to get online and establish myself as an online fitness coach. So we were just getting started with this whole online coaching experience. And we were kind of the first or second wave of the runners in the online space. And so I've hired many coaches. I've had many struggles. I've learned a lot of things. I've took everything that I've learned with all of my experience, and I compiled everything into a blueprint for coaches who are looking to take their business online and scale their business to six figures within 6 months. If you need a step-by-step blueprint, it's my experience and it's my knowledge, and I've been there. So now today, I'm coaching everyone who wants to take a leap and jump online and become an online fitness coach and really understand the operations behind how to build a business, how to become a better CEO, and how to evolve as a person as well. And dude, this is the best thing that I've ever done in my life. And it's so much fun working with so many coaches from so many different lifestyles and places that they grew up at. And to watch them become successful and to see this mindset shift and this spark just come alive, it's the best feeling in the world.
It's also crazy rewarding. It's like you see somebody successful making more money, being able to put more food on the table, being able to go on vacation, being able to work less hours, being able to serve their wants and their needs. And it's like, damn, dude, that's
nice. It's the biggest dopamine hit. It's the biggest dopamine hit, bro. It's just fun. And it's just like,
damn, it's like a forever
every day.
It's like a forever dopamine hit.
And there's layers to it. So it's like the bigger they get, the almost more excited I get. I'm like, go, go, go. Let's fucking go.
You know, dude, my dopamine hits outside of randomly scrolling on Instagram or, you know, watch some YouTube or whatever it is giving money. I live internationally the majority of time. I'm currently in Argentina. And when someone delivers something or I buy something, I'm like, hey, I got something extra for you. Like I give them like 1,000 pesos or 2,000 pesos. And to them, they're like, oh my gosh, what are you doing? Like, that's crazy. But I feel that, man. And it's an amazing feeling. So before, I remember when we met, you were making something around as an online coach, like 20K per month, maybe even 30 sometime. Like, tell me a little bit about that.
No, when we first met, it was definitely less than that. It was definitely less because you and one of our other good friends, Brian DeCosta, were making like 10 to 20 when we first met. And I was like, yeah, how in the world are these guys making $10,000? And I'm like, I was just baffled by it, right? But I saw the potential. I was like, man, you know, I see other people in the arena do it. I definitely can do it. So let me kind of hang around these guys and just listen to their knowledge. And I believe that you or Brian pointed me into that direction of your first business coach, Sterling, right? And then I kind of just bounced around from all of them because I wanted to learn everything, because I learned from one coach, didn't get all the knowledge that I needed to get. So that's when I went to the next coach and then continued to go and go and go until I learned everything. And then I felt invincible, right? But when we first met, I was literally just getting started. So making around between $5,000 to $10,000. I think when we met the second or third time, that's when I was more established, making around the $10,000 to $20,000 mark.
So where did it go from the 5 to the 10 to the 15 to the 20? What was the biggest difference between those different points?
Yeah, 5 to 10 really wasn't that much different. It was just work harder. Like a lot of it, the start of it is that you need to understand how it works. You need to understand how do you make money online, right? So just getting started, I needed to understand the principles for collecting money, giving value in exchange for money. Right. I just need to know that at a principle. And that got me from $0 to $5,000. Me working just a little bit harder, literally, just now that I know how to post quality content. Right. I know how to talk to people in the DMs and book quality calls and make sales. Once I understood that, right, now I just put more effort behind that. And that took me to 10K.
Tell me. I know you're about to go into 10, 15, 20. Give it to me.
Yeah. So at 10K, you know, I was just talking to one of my team members about this yesterday. He just joined the coaching program and hit his first 10K month within 27 days. And he was like, man, what's next? I was like, yeah, bro, congratulations, first of all. But then I was like, he was asking me, what's next? I was like, bro, well, number one, you need to continue to hit 10K for 2 more months. Right. So 3 times in a row. So, you know, it wasn't a fluke and that you have absolute control over what you're doing. Right. And then the next step to get to 15 to 20K is that you need to outsource the things that you don't enjoy doing. Right. So if you were a CEO of a fitness company, just out of your daily operations, what are the things that you don't enjoy doing in the business? And that's going to be pretty much your first hire. Right. Because at that point, the goal is to buy back your time, so that you can steer and direct your company, because you're growing as the entrepreneur and as a CEO.
So really it's about work, learn how to get to the 5K mark, get started. Mm-hmm. Then from the 5 to 10K, it's like work a little bit harder in that. Mm-hmm. Then from 10K to 15K, it's all right, delegate a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then from 15 above, it's about buying back time, hiring a bigger piece that helps with that buying back time, or no?
Not necessarily. So like from 0 to 5K is learning the strategy, but from 5 to 10K, you know the strategy. So you're reiterating on what you're doing and you're getting better at what you're doing, right? So when you get to the 15 to 20K mark, et cetera, once you have your team that you're outsourcing things that you don't like doing, the next step is to train your team even more so you can become more efficient at that, right? And just double down on what's already working and get better at that. So going deeper.
Okay. And have you ever coached anybody that has been making 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80K a month?
Yeah, absolutely.
And what's the biggest difference there? Like, what's the big leap? Let's just say you're making 15K a month and then the person that's making 45K a month. What's that big difference?
Dude, it's a lot of mindset that has to do with it. Mindset from, I would say from 20 to 50, there's a lot of mindset. From 0 to 10 is your first big mindset shift. Then you have another one from 10 to, I would say 20K, but from 20K to 50K, that's the next one. And so the biggest difference at the 50K level is that you're now playing a little bit with ads, and also you have more of a community in your organization with a team lead. You have assistant coaches. Once again, you're building yourself out just a little bit more as a CEO.
Okay. So that's about, all right. And to sustain that client success, let's talk about client success. To sustain this type of stuff, what do we do?
To sustain client results or your personal business at the 10K?
I think it's all of it. I mean, I feel they both play into each other. Yeah. Is your client results, really, it comes down to relationships. Mm-hmm. You would agree to that. It's like a lot of results, even if a client could not even get results, stay the same. But if they have a great relationship with you and they love working with you, they stay with you. And then that supports your business. So talk about all of it and how it all interacts and everything. Because client success, whether you're at 5K to 50K, it really is just, you're doing the same thing, just it's more of it. So what's the big difference here?
Yeah, well, you know, people are buying you at the end of the day and they're buying your relationship. And what I tell my coaches all the time is that you're selling trust to all of your clientele, right? The number one thing that you're selling is trust first, because in a world of, you know, fake influencers, I use that term because that's what everybody's used to, but you want to be able to stand out by being trusted, buy into you. They're going to be on your coaching program for a longer period of time. Now, there's other factors that you also have to prove to the client that you know what you're talking about. So once they're inside of your program, do you have all the resources to make that client have an awesome experience when you onboard them into your business, right? And are they continuing to have an awesome experience while they're in your program? Even if they didn't lose weight or they didn't do what they're supposed to be doing, right? You as the entrepreneur, are you holding space for the client, right? And do you have a relationship with that client?
Gotcha.
And I think that helps keep things afloat to a degree, right? So that helps with you making sure that, number one, you're getting new leads in by selling trust and you're standing out. So the marketing is consistent there, right? Once people are inside of your business, they're trusting you to do the job, right? And you have a relationship with them. You don't take days to get back to your client. You have things turned into them on time. That's another layer of trust, right? And, you know, ultimately, if the client did get the results and did the work, right, they're trusting you to make sure that you're giving them the right helpful information to get to their goal.
What do clients really want?
It depends.
What do they really want with you?
Are you asking that from the perspective of Fit Boss, or are you asking that in the perspective of a client trying to lose weight?
Just a client that a coach ends up hiring. What does a client really want? Like, what is it really want? When you come down to it,
usually confidence.
If you were to take all of the clients, confidence.
Yeah. Confidence. That's usually the underlying belief, is confidence at the end of it. Right. And they want to have the confidence to wear the clothes. They want to have the confidence to not wear the clothes. They want to also find strength within themselves. And at the deepest depths of personal development, what it really comes down to is your self-esteem and you liking yourself. And so I believe that people go on these fitness journeys to get to that point to like themselves a little bit more and build up that confidence.
So when I think of the differences between 5K, 10K, 15, 20, and then really, I think when you hit 20, it's a lot easier to hit 40 because you have a lot of the systems and now you're playing with advertisements, right? It's like, you know, they say it's the most difficult to make your first million, but then to go from 1 million to 4 million, it's not that it's so much easier. It's just more simple. It's more streamlined. It's more organized, right? But then to go from 4 million to go to 10 million, that's a bigger beast. And to go to 10 million to 25, it's crazy, right? So when we talk about 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 to 40 to even 50, what comes up for me is the like really, really buttoning up the client success, like really buttoning that side up. But then it's like you want to be able to have, and I always recommend this to coaches especially, you want to focus on one thing and do it really, really well first. Then you can open up other streams of whether it's leads or it is sales or it is different ways of taking your client success and keeping them in the door. What is your take? You were about to say something, but what is your take on all of that? That client success of like really being able to scale your business, but also keep a very, very strong foundation with all the things you're doing, including client success.
Yeah, client success is a big one, but I don't think it's the main thing that's going to help you scale your business. I think that if you understand the principles of knowing how to make money on the internet, then you can scale a business. Client results definitely help, but making money online is a formula, right? And if you understand the formula, then you can get the result. And so in terms of scaling your business, at each layer, there's different formulas, right? So I believe that, yes, client success is my North Star in my business is client success, right? So my job is to become the best business coach for fitness coaches that also has the best results possible, right? So I make my North Star my client's results and success. But that doesn't mean that that allows me to scale my business at a foundational level if I know how to put money in the machine and get a couple bucks back out. Right. It does help with testimonials. So, I would say it's fuel to the fire, but I wouldn't say it's like the number one thing.
Interesting. So many of the, I like different perspectives. Mm-hmm. And I always try to view the other side. I've seen a lot of success. I've seen a lot of companies go from, and many of my mentors over the years, go from $5 million to $15 million simply because they doubled down on their clients that they already had. So what you're mentioning here is kind of like the opposite side. It's like, if you know how to make money on the internet, you can keep on having people come in at a rapid pace. And then it's really about, I guess you could really focus on either side, right?
Well, my perspective is this: to be the absolute best, you need to be able to go horizontal, and you need to be able to go vertical as well, right? So really great entrepreneurs are T-shaped, meaning they can go horizontal and also go deep. So I believe that, yes, you can compound your income by going deeper with your current clientele that you have, but also you got to be able to go horizontal as well and get people who aren't in your organization to sign up as well, right? So if you can do both models at the same time, then you're winning, right? You will be unstoppable. It doesn't matter about your referral system. It doesn't matter about, you know, whatever it is. You know how to make money and pull the lever every single time. And that's just horizontal, right? So if you've never had any client results, but you're going horizontal, you can still make money and spend money and compound your business that way. Now you can go even deeper, right? And now you can have geometric growth with your business.
Okay, so let's talk about the vertical and the horizontal. So let's start with vertical, because I believe that's what you focus on more at first a little bit. Like, hey, how do we get more people wanting to be a part of
Yeah.
What are some of these steps that you take with some of these coaches? Give it to me.
going deeper, right, with your clients, number one is just holding space for your client. So you mentioned earlier that sometimes your clients may not get results, but they'll still stay with you. Why would a client still stay with you if they're not getting results, right? Because you're being a good coach and you're holding space for them. Point blank period. If somebody's going through some challenges, right? Hey, it's okay. What can you do this week, right? Oh, I want to get back into the gym 5 days a week when all for the past 3 weeks you haven't been going at all. No, that's too big of a goal, right? Just give me one, right? So just hold space for your clients and also meeting them where they're at, right? Also, you need to have set systems in place of when you need to be reaching out to your clients as well. And you also need to have set systems in place when you need to upsell your clients and re-sign them up for a different or bigger package.
Interesting. Yeah, I agree with you on this. In my coach.ai, we have upsells like systems in place where you can actually upsell your clients at certain times. Like, hey, a couple weeks before, a few weeks before, get them to sign on while when they get something like really, really exciting, like they hit a PR or they lost extra weight. There's parts in our system, like we built it so that you can actually leverage it in the messaging system. Like, hey, look at what you just accomplished. Look at this. Wow, this is incredible. Then it's like, hey, sign up. What are your thoughts on when you should try to have someone re-sign up with you for another 3 months or a month or whatever it is? At what point do you do that?
The best time to make a sale is usually right after a testimonial. Right. So I would get on the phone and do a client testimonial with the client. They would sing my praises about how awesome the coaching program was and how much they lost. Right. And then after the testimonial is done, when their emotions are at the highest peak, that's when I actually continue on the sales process and re-enroll them into the business.
That's beautiful. So when do you usually get a testimonial from somebody? Or when do you recommend it for your clients?
It really depends, right? But yes, you are right about when that client starts seeing some results, right? So yes, I hit a new PR on bench or squats or whatever it is, right? So that client, boom, that client just got a win and now they're emotionally high for a second, right? Which is awesome. I would say get a couple of more emotionally high wins before you do it. Right? Because at the end of it, you just want to get to the point where that client's story could help a lot of other people who are struggling with what they first struggled with at the beginning of the coaching program. So they don't have to necessarily complete the 12 weeks of the coaching program. It's just really up to you as the individual.
Okay. So let's say we started to get all of our clients to sign back up with us. We're doing really good. Our churn rates, it's adjusting. We don't have as many people falling off. We're retaining more. I always say to coaches, hey, look, if you have already had, let's say 30 clients, okay? Let's just say you make $300 per client or whatever per month. Mm-hmm. And you already have 30 clients and you're struggling to get six figures a year. Something ain't right. Something ain't right.
Do you know what's not right?
30 clients. Huh?
Do you know what's not right with that equation?
Well, yeah, I'm sorry. I meant 50 clients. So if you take 50 clients and you're making $300 a month and you're not making the
$333
per month and you've had 50 clients in let's say you've been you should be making this amount per month. And you hear so many coaches, they're like, I'm like barely scraping $3,000 a month. And like, yeah, last month I had like $7,000, but then this month I'm down to $3,000. It's like, you're not focusing on your client retention like at all, or it's just not working.
I would say, yes, you're not focusing on your client retention, but if you have 50 clients and you're not hitting your $8,333 per month, then the first thing that comes to mind is that your prices are off, right? Also, you're not following your KPI tracking sheet. Your KPI is your key performing indicators, right? So a lot of personal trainers would lean on their good looks and their nice ass and their big chests and their big arms to get clients. And they kind of bulldoze their way in on social media to stand out more by using their body, right? And that's okay, but that only takes you so far because you don't understand the strategy. As I mentioned at the beginning, you have to understand what will get you from 0 to 5K is just understanding the strategy, right? And so if they're having a big month of 7K, then they go down to 3K, and then they're at 5K, right? Then you need to go back to the fundamentals and practice, right? And you also need to make sure that you're tracking your data, because the data will never lie to you. If you are posting content, or you need to track how many people you're starting conversations with. Did you post today? Did you make any sales today, right? Did you do your follow-up today, right? And also you need to be tracking your interstate. Did you meditate today? Did you hit your macros today? Did you work out today? Did you take your vitamins today? You need to build your character. The character is the entrepreneur. The more you build your character and understand the foundations, the character gets stronger. And you evolve. So now you don't have to pay attention to the baseline strategies anymore, because now you're operating automatically, right? You don't have to think about that stuff. You can easily graduate to the next part. And that's why it's easier and easier to level up, because you built the character to do it. So if people are fluctuating with their prices of how much they're making, they haven't built the character and they don't know the foundations.
Who is the character of Ruben?
Oh, dude, this is exciting. I'm glad you asked me that question. Who is the character of Ruben? I am the shit boss, man. I am the boss. I've allowed myself to become the boss. I've allowed myself to dive deeper into that character of the person who gets to have more responsibility. And I love that character because my business name is Fit Boss. That means I get to stay fit. That means I always get to be the boss. And that's a character in my inner mind that I exude out. I'm a fit boss. I lead first. I'm always on my shit. And I walk the walk and I talk the talk. And I'm a living, walking, breathing billboard for my business. And there's a lot of different nuances to this as well. There's the anime part of me that can come out that plays a different role. There's this boxing thing that I've just started getting into with martial arts, right? There's this personal development. There's this communication thing, right? So I've built up many layers to develop the character, the entrepreneur that I am today. And it's never over. That character is always evolving because the vision is so big and it's so grandiose. It's like, it's always building. And that's what makes the journey itself fun, is because your character gets stronger. You continuously level up. In my coaching program, I use a lot of Dragon Ball Z references as well. So I teach them that, hey, at different checkpoints, you unlock skills, right? And most people don't understand that you getting on the phone and closing a deal, that's a skill, right? You posting strategies online in I call it the ACE method. That's what my marketing strategy that we use to attract, convert, and enroll clients. That's a skill, right? So you're building your character by developing on your skills. But coming back to me, those are all, it's a combination of all my skills built up to this day.
Yeah, coming back to me, I'm a fucking badass. That's what I am.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. But honestly, man, yeah, I am. And you know what? I used to not believe that before, but I had to develop this person where I had ultimate faith in myself to become the badass, right? To also challenge my own self-beliefs and challenge my own personal beliefs, right? And go all in on it. And that's how I really did become the badass, because I own my own self-approval. Like, I approve myself. That's actually why my business name on Instagram is Approved by Brooks, is because I battle with my own self-approval, right? And I battled my way up to the top of my own mountain, right? Now I'm approved by myself. I don't need nobody else's. Right? I am the badass. I am the fit boss. I'm that dude, bro.
I love it. You know, yesterday I whipped up the camera at the end of the day and I was like, I made a little video. I make these, I really, it takes me no time at all. Like when I think of something, I whip up my camera. It takes me 6 minutes. Maybe I fuck up once or twice, and then I'm done. I send it to the editors, and they go on the edit and they post it on my Instagram. And it's in the moment. It's what I feel. And this exact stuff it came up for me is like, are you about it or not?
Yeah.
Like simply put, are you fucking about it or not?
Yeah.
The majority of people, even your friends, are not even about being friends with you. Mm-hmm. Really. Always, and what I mean by being about it, if you're listening to this, Ruben understands this because we're about it. Yeah. If you are listening to this and you're like, what does that even mean? Maybe you're international. I don't know. Being about it is not just saying it. It's not just kind of doing it sometimes and saying it. It's not posting about it. It's not like all this stuff. It's when it comes down to the most challenging times is that you're about it. You do it no matter how painful it is, how annoying it is, how challenging it is, how much you know you're going to suffer. Many times, Ruben, we know we are going to suffer. We know it's going to suck. It's like when you're boxing. Now I can talk to you about this. Boxing, as you're becoming trained in it. And I saw you looking good, bro.
Oh, thanks.
When you box, you have no idea how intense it is. Like you think it's going to be intense, right?
It's so
but intense. When you're in it, when you're in it, Ruben, and you're the first round goes through and you're like, wait a second, I have six more to do. It's like, oh my gosh, this is like, you have to go to Earth's end with your cardiovascular system, with yourself, mm-hmm. in your mind, in your heart. Mm-hmm. That is what being about it is.
Yeah. Yeah. And dude, I have asthma, right? So I'm saying fuck the asthma. Like I'm doing everything that I was quote unquote held back by to push my cardiovascular.
That's crazy. That's crazy, right? Bro. I don't know about that.
I do. Well, you know, I just don't want to play. I don't want to give my limitations too much power, right? So I always try to be about it and combat my limitations and fight back, right? That's also why I do box, is because I used to be scared of getting punched, right? So when I first got started, I'm like, man, this is a real fear. This is a real fear of getting punched in the fucking
face. It's everybody.
It's everybody.
It's everybody.
Right?
That's the thing.
Exactly. So I did it to be about it, to be punched in the face, right?
Yeah.
But also to learn how not to be punched in the face, right? To be able to slip and roll and fucking fight back, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I did it to, listen to this, I did it to increase my personal self-esteem and to build my own personal confidence, right? So I can have that confidence and showcase that in other areas of my business and in life.
And that, it translates directly. What you just said, I love it. It's like levels to it. It's like first, it's like, all right, I know I'm going to get punched in the face. I fear getting punched in the face. So I walk towards that challenge. I reach the point where I get punched in the face. I don't like it. So I've experienced it. I don't like it. So what do I do about it? I don't run away and say, I never want to get punched again in the face. No, I say, I want to skillfully not get punched in my face. So now I build the skills inside of the trenches so that I can live in the trenches, so that I can always handle the trenches, no matter how difficult it gets in other areas of my life as well. So it's not just about like, all right, learn how to get punched and then, you know, you don't have to do it ever again because you faced your fears. No, it's about facing your fears, owning your fears, skillfully obtaining the things around those fears so that you don't necessarily need to feel what comes with those fears, which is getting punched in the face. And so what has your experience been with not only boxing, but also how it translates into you being a CEO and seeing other coaches step into those fears and own those things and become successful in their own right? Because they're learning skills. Like you're really successful people, whether you have your VIP clients, I'm sure, whatever it is, they're learning those skills. And there's a difference between your high level VIP clients and the people that first come in.
It's creating the new norm in the trenches. Creating the new norm in the level of uncertainty, creating the new norm in the quote unquote fear. It's not even fear anymore. It's just like the emotion, and you just know it's there. It's just energy, right? And it's up to you to transmute that energy into something else, right? So if anybody is coming into the coaching program, we do have mindset talks because that's a big deal of it. Everybody comes in at different backgrounds. And honestly, not everybody is an entrepreneur. Not everybody is. You can teach everybody the blueprint to become an entrepreneur, but not everybody is going to have the capability, the mindset, the drive, and the ability to get punched in the face and continue to keep moving. But if you preface this at the beginning that this is a mountain and you're going to have challenges and you will be punched in the face, then you can kind of brace yourself for the journey itself. No one can tell you how hard the punches are going to be, right? So like even for you, Brandon, like building this incredible company, no one told you how hard you are going to get punched in the face, right? Multiple times to get to where you're at. Oh. But guess what? You're continuing to climb this mountain. And I know for a fact, the mindset that I have with my coaches is that I'm going to pick this mountain. And the first mountain you should have as a fitness coach should be the mountain of $10,000 per month. And you're going to get to the top of the mountain and you're going to put your flag on the top of the mountain no matter what, no matter what, no matter what. You're going to climb to the top of the mountain. You're going to plant your flag on the top of the mountain and you will get to $10,000 per month every single month over and over and over and over and over. This is your fucking mountain, all right? So that's your first mindset shift as a fitness coach is aim for the top. Everybody has the capability to aim. You actually get what you aim for. People aren't aiming high enough. And sometimes when people do aim high enough, it's bullshit. It's bullshit, and you know it's bullshit, but an attainable goal for anybody is 10K, right? And even, like, I have even smaller goals in my company, right? I make sure, hey, hit your first 1K, then hit your first 8,333, then hit your first six-figure month. We usually do that in about 3 to 6 months. Sometimes it takes a little bit longer, but those are your goals. Everybody needs to have goals. Most people don't have goals. So have a goal, have a range with your goals as well. So have between this and this, right? And keep on increasing the range of the goal, because even if you fail with reaching the top goal, right, you still land inside of your range. And a win is a win. A lot of times, most coaches and most people don't recognize their wins for themselves, right? Mm-hmm. So when you start recognizing your wins for yourself, that's actually a hack for you to increase your self-esteem on a daily basis, because you're acknowledging your own personal win. You didn't have to go outside of yourself to do it. And that increases the self-esteem tank and that increases the confidence to go for it, right? So when you meet people where they're at on the fitness journey or in the business journey, right, you have to acknowledge how far they came while getting up onto the mountain, right? And then you acknowledge that and you continue to set these goals, set these ranges, one foot in front of the other, and you just keep going. Have your goals, set a range, give yourself a win, and keep going.
Fit fucking boss.
That's it.
Fit boss, baby. That's it. It's the fit boss way. I love it.
Let's go.
I love that.
Let's go.
Let's go. So I want to do one last thing, and then we can wrap this up.
Yeah.
And I don't want to speak too much on this. However, we went vertical. And we talked about like going back, and we also talked about this horizontal side of the business. So you can go vertical and horizontal at the same time. And I want to wrap it up with this. So going horizontal, from my perspective, what horizontal means is working with different ways of being able to bring in business and scale your business and being able to almost be like a chameleon, being able to be very fluid with where you are increasing your leads, where and how you're increasing your sales, the types of ways that you're getting the sales in the door, like all this stuff. What is that horizontal for you?
Yeah, well, yes, you do need to be a chameleon. What I actually say is you need to be able to change with the times and pivot if you need to, right? Mm-hmm. And that pivoting will come when it comes down to how you market yourself in the field, right? Because marketing changes and you need to be pivoting with the changes that the marketing field changes with, right? And so that's one way. Once in my business, we call this the ACE method: attract, convert, and enroll, right? So there's content to attract people into your funnel, right? So what kind of content gets attention? Then you need content that converts, right? And what kind of content that actually converts people who that can go a little bit deeper? So for anybody who's listening right now, our conversation right now is converting piece of content. And what I mean by that is that during this conversation, you had a chance to hear a little bit more about myself, and you also had a chance to hear a little bit more about Brendan as well and our relationship. Thus, you trust us just a little bit more, and you built a deeper relationship with us just by listening to this. This is it called a converting piece of content. Now that you trust us a little bit more, it makes it just a little bit easier to buy our coaching programs, right? And join My Coach AI and join FitBoss, right? That's what you want to have, though. That's what you want to have online on your Instagram page. You need to have content to bring people in, and that's your attraction pieces. Then you need to also have content that speaks directly to your ideal target audience, that makes that connection, right? So that people can say, that's my guy. That's a guy that I want to be working with. And they'll know that almost immediately. So the ACE method is organic, right? And you can also spend money and do the same process that way as well. But it's organic plus paid is going to be the way to go in the future. And right now, if you really know what you're doing, organic can only take you so far. And right, you also need some gasoline behind your organic content, especially if it's fire. Now, if your content isn't fire and you put some gasoline on it, what's going to happen? You're going to get trash. You're just going to get really hot trash, right? So you got to learn how to get good at organic first, then put some gasoline on your organic content, and then boom, to the moon.
Moon time, baby.
Moon.
Fit boss.
Moon.
Fit fucking.
That's it.
Boss.
You know it.
That's just it. That's just it. He's over here for his freaking head.
I love it, boss.
I love it. All right, bro. Well, where can they find you? Tell us what website to go to and everything for if you're a coach or a trainer. You're looking to go online. You're looking to be successful. The 10K mark, 3-6 months, work with Ruben, work with his team. Where are they finding you, Ruben?
Yeah, you can find me at Approved by Brooks, APPROVEDBYBROOKS, Approved by Brooks. That's my Instagram. If you want our help with building your business, you can go to fitbossblueprint.com. So FitBossBlueprint. You saw me thinking about that, right? I was thinking about .com.
It's all good. It's all
one mess.
I'm there in Spanish. You got to see me now. I have trouble like right now, philosophy and things like now because the words are so funny. But cool. Well, go ahead. It's also going to be in the description as well. So Ruben, we appreciate you for joining us, sharing your thoughts on really how to go from 5 to 50K. That's what we discussed is and the blueprint, the starting blueprint at least, or the strategies behind it, the mindset, everything. I really enjoyed this podcast, and I know you're putting out bomb ass content across the board, like internally for all of your coaches. I know you do that. And then also I see that you're doing a little bit on YouTube, you're doing a little bit everywhere. Yeah. You're doing a little bit of ads.
Most people find me on YouTube. Yeah. We're number one on the organic search for how to start an online fitness business. And so that's where a lot of the traffic comes at. So if you want my high quality teachings that are long form, you can go to my YouTube channel there. You can just type in Ruben Brooks or how to start an online business, fitness business.
Amazing. Amazing. Well, Ruben, thank you so much for joining us. And if you're listening right now, thank you for joining us. We're so excited that you're here, and we're coming back with absolute bangers. This is the Create You Experience, where we ignite your breakthrough and we bring your vision to life. And don't forget, the official sponsor of not only this podcast, for all the podcasts of the Create You Experience, www.mycoachai.com. And if you want to join our masterminds, they're every single Friday. They're absolutely free. Go to our Instagram, MyCoachAI. We have awesome guest speakers. Ruben will one day speak in front of all of our coaches as well. And we don't want you to miss that. So go to www.mycoachai.com to book a call with us or learn a little bit more about what we're doing. Again, this is the Create You Experience. This is Ruben Brooks. I'm Brendan Myers, and we'll see you on the next one. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
I got a vision and I know it's about to take flight. I'm dedicated to growth, I keep my mind right. I fell down, got up, I'm unbreakable. Anything in my way, I'ma break through. Lights, camera, action, take two. Can't worry about what they do, you gotta create you.